I was in New York this past weekend.
Mmm.
I hadn't been back in a while, and like maybe last year. But I went to my first game at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, I've been to a few. How was it?
So I was waiting in line to get in. And the first person I saw had on a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey. But it was a Brooklyn Nets Milwaukee Bucks game. And I was like, that's a little bit odd.
Is
And
it?
then the
I don't
next.
know. Why is that odd? I don't know anything about,
Because
like.
neither of those teams are playing in the game.
Yeah, but maybe he's just like, I'm going to a game. I'm going to wear my team's jersey.
Right, that's it, but that's weird.
I don't know. Is it?
So the next person I see is wearing like a Denver Nuggets jersey.
Yeah, nobody seems to like the Nets.
And I saw San Antonio Spurs jersey, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So then I get in there, and like the game, it's an amazing game. Goes overtime. Kevin Durant puts in a performance in ages, airballs the final shot, but it's a tremendous game. Except I cannot hear any basketball the entire time in Barclays. I had pretty good seats. I should have been able to hear sneakers squeaking and balls bouncing. Not once. It's just music the entire fucking time. And it's like this cliched 90s Brooklyn dad rap.
Yes, it's an exhaust. It's exhausting.
So I realized like that Barclays Center and the Nets experience is both a basketball themed event and a Brooklyn themed event.
It's not actually a Brooklyn Nets event.
Yeah, it's weird because it's actual basketball and it's actually in Brooklyn, but it's like the Disney version of what a basketball game should be and what the Brooklyn experience is.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, who has like emotional ties to the Brooklyn Nets?
That's the thing, nobody does.
Exactly. So it's just like, eh. I saw actually VCU play in the March Madness. I think it was March Madness, like maybe 6 years ago. It was fine. It was fun. And I've been to a Brooklyn Nets game or two. I don't know. It was all right. It was fine. I also saw a bunch of like bands play there. So,
You remember that? Concerts? I remember concerts. That was fun.
yeah, that was fun. I don't think I'd like them now. I think now I'd be like, ew, too many people. Where's your masks? Put your masks on.
Oh, no. I'm off mask now.
Good for you. I don't feel like I can because I have two little kids, two toddlers.
You know, in the words of Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.
Welcome back to Yeet the Press. Thank you for sticking with us yet another week. Sorry we missed you last week. Jason's moving, so
Oh man, moving is hell. Don't ever move.
the worst. I hate
And
it.
unless you can get out of this shithole. If you're leaving the US, then move.
Yeah, right. Where's better though? I mean, everywhere's kind of a shithole. The whole world's a shithole, let's be honest.
Don't know. I mean, this is probably the worst of the developed
It
nations.
is. It is. I agree. I agree. I have come to hate this country more than I ever have in my life, and I've hated it a lot. So, speaking of this country being a shithole, let's talk about our first topic. The Biden administration basically released broader definitions of categories of domestic violent extremists this week. And I don't know, should I read the exact text of it?
Yeah, I think you should read it. Direct
Okay.
quote.
Okay, direct quote. Domestic violent extremists are US-based actors who conduct or threaten activities that are dangerous to human life in violation of the criminal laws of the United States or any state, appearing to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population.
Now, all of this sounds fairly standard.
And influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion or affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, kidnapping, as per the definition of domestic terrorism. Now, this is where it's interesting. Mere advocacy of political or social positions, political activism, use of strong rhetoric, or generalized philosophical embrace of violent tactics may not constitute violent extremism and may be constitutionally protected. So
that means, like, when I advocate violence on this show, it's constitutionally protected.
Bro.
Go off, Kings.
So, what did they do? They put a bunch of new people in as defined as domestic terrorists if you hold certain ideologies. So, let me just...
I think you have to actually commit acts of violence in support of certain ideologies.
Jason, we're going to argue about this.
And we should.
So get into it. Let's get into it, because we argued last show and that was fun. So here is what I'm saying. All right. So his anti-terrorism classifications includes anarchist violent extremists that oppose all forms of capitalism, corporate globalization, and governing institutions which are perceived as harmful to society. Also, anyone, basically, if you're against capitalism, you could be classified. Now, what would you like to say on this? Because we have a little bit of different viewpoints.
Okay, so I think the key word is the very first word, violent. Now, I know that these can be used by the government to paint a broad brush and target people. I oppose capitalism.
Me too.
And guess what? I recognize that in a capitalist society, that is an extremist position. I am an extremist.
But you know what? I don't know if that's true anymore. I think I told this to you. I've had many conversations with friends, acquaintances, people that I just have met in the last year, especially since, you know, you can be around new people, and I don't push my shit onto them, but I, you know, you do, it does come up this last year. And it's always just like, I always say something along the lines of, I mean, this is what capitalism gets you. And I have yet to meet someone who doesn't say, I hate capitalism. It's not as rare as you think.
I don't think it's rare, and I don't even necessarily think it's a fringe belief, but it is extremist by definition because it is diametrically opposed to the current system.
Okay, you and I disagree because, so here's where I'm coming at it from. First of all, we know the U.S. government doesn't just start targeting people when they're, quote, violent. They have done ops on pretty much any socialist group. And a lot of times they assassinate their leaders, Black Panthers being an example.
I mean, even today, every week I read a new story about how the feds contacted some young Muslim kid and basically coerce them into committing acts of violence or staging the acts of violence before they commit them and arrest them.
Right. So there's that. There's the other thing. So this past last summer, there were protests all the time. And we know who brought the violence. The police.
It's always the cops. Yeah, I've been out in the streets. I've seen it when the violence pops up.
Right. They're the ones that bring the violence. Now, especially with these new protesting laws that have been passed all over the country, they're basically trying to scare people and crush dissent. So, and make you feel like you're being watched and paranoid, like you're being watched. So let's say
you're being watched. No, you are being watched.
Well, of course you're being watched, but like they're watching you. So let's say you go to a protest and the police get violent, as they do, and they arrest everyone. And you weren't probably even doing anything. Maybe you were just there. They now can charge you as a domestic terrorist. That's scary.
So, I think that they always could have done that because what this memorandum from the Biden administration is not an actual outline. It's not a law about who can be charged. It is.
They just broaden the definition of who gets to be classified as a terrorist so that when they do apply terrorism laws, they can say, oh, you're a socialist and you're at this protest that got violent. Well, now you're a domestic terrorist.
It's a threat assessment. That's what it is. It's
Threat
not a
assessment.
policy. It is a threat assessment.
But who?
It says that we believe that the following groups are the credible domestic terrorism threats in the United States. And like it starts with white supremacists. The majority of the document is about white supremacist
Right.
organizations.
And
It talks
right-wing
about,
militias and right-wing
right,
militias.
or like anti-abortion activists or
But
even.
also pro, they have both. They have pro-choice people. They also classify pro-choice people.
Right, environmentalists.
Environmentalists. So what does that tell you? What happened at the Dakota Pipeline? These people would now be charged as domestic terrorists. Come on.
What violence do they commit?
It doesn't, Jason. It doesn't matter. What, this is crazy to me that you're saying, but what violence do they commit? When has that ever mattered with the United States government? They make up whatever they the fuck they want to.
I'm saying specifically. Or in charges of terrorism. I'm not saying that the government is not going to railroad activists.
They
I am.
didn't commit any violence. Of course they didn't, but they stood in solidarity with each other, and they didn't leave. So that's my point.
My thing is, I don't think this is not a policy. If it were a policy that says, yes, we are officially classifying these groups as terrorists, I would be a little bit more worried. But it's like, hey, this is where we think terrorism might come from.
Who enforces this stuff? Do these people that enforce this stuff have nuance? Police, the feds, do they have
It is the
nuance?
feds.
Right. But on the ground, it will be police if you're at a protest. They have no nuance. I just think, oh, I saw this other thing. So do you follow Ken Klippenstein?
No, but you don't have to because he just shows up in your feed.
He does. He's great. So he actually put out a piece yesterday on The Intercept that showed military training documents call socialists a terrorist ideology, and they list socialists alongside neo-Nazis.
I did know, I did see that. I saw that.
So, like, they have a trainee guide, and in this trainee guide, it says anarchist socialists and neo-Nazis represent
Walk into a bar, and the bartender says,
Oh man, you better have a joke. You better have a joke.
the joke's always the same. Just get the fuck out.
Right. Anyways, anarchist socialists and not neo-Nazis represent which terrorist ideological category? So they're grouping these three things together. Also, they never say socialist, they never say communist, but they don't need to. They think everybody who's is an anarchist. And also, I feel like they're using the word anarchist colloquially, you know, because like most people don't even really know what that is. They just go, anarchist, you're an anarchist. Oh my God. You just want chaos? They don't actually realize what that means.
You know, a lot of black leftists are anarchists. Well, leftists, I mean, then again, they're also anarcho-capitalists. But yeah, a lot of people just don't believe we need the state.
Yeah, but those anarcho-capitalists, that's like a libertarian, right?
Except worse.
Except
Yeah.
worse. Yes. Anyways, I just think it's definitely, I mean, why put this out there unless they're trying to scare people? I mean, people, you know, it I think it just it's a step to being like something maybe more serious, and it skirts the edge of what's legal, free speech, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I'm more concerned about that Army training manual than that threat assessment, simply because law enforcement can make arrests, but it has to go through the courts. The military does not necessarily take people to court.
Right. I mean, last year in Portland, they were disappearing people in unmarked vans.
Did we figure that that was
At the feds?
what's Eric Prince's thing? Blackwater. They're
Blackwater.
not called Blackwater anymore. They've rebranded.
Well, good for
That's
them. I don't.
like Philip Morris's Altria now.
Right. That's in the city that I live in.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it, but there was this TED talk that I wanted to see that was from August 2015.
Man, imagine watching a fucking TED Talk when you could be doing literally anything else.
That's why I didn't watch it. I was like, a TED talk, do I have to watch this? But it was
Sometimes we
just.
take these road trips, and my wife is like, let's listen to a podcast.
And do you ever say my podcast? Imagine you were in the car with your family on a road trip
Just look.
listening to your own podcast.
Talking shit about the children.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But no, like I'm like, yeah, so I like to listen to podcasts like Musings on History.
Yes, amazing. We had
You know, but
Dana on a
yeah,
couple weeks ago.
or Cookies Hoops, featuring former guest of the pod, Ben Dietrich.
Look at you just plugging other people's pods.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite pods. And she's like, let's just put on the TED radio. I would like, bitch, I would drive in silence.
I tried like years ago to listen to that, and I just got it's just people so full of them goddamn selves. It's like I can't.
Although I did listen to one where they were talking about how trees communicate, and I was like, all right, this is fascinating.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyways, this TED talk that I was gonna watch, it came up in my feed.
Are we really talking about a TED Talk we didn't watch? This is awesome. This is good radio.
I'm gonna watch it. Basically, it's just about secret prisons, secret US prisons. They exist. That's all. That's the only point I was trying to get to, is that there are secret prisons, apparently, according to this TED talk.
Yeah, there are black
Haven't
sites.
watched. Yeah, there are black
Chicago
sites.
has, they have, even cities have them, not even just the Fed ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anyways,
speaking of
I
Chicago,
what?
have you seen these photos of an older woman getting in Lori Lightfoot's face? Like Lori Lightfoot fucked around and she almost found out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she got loud with an older woman, an older person.
Really?
Yeah, but she forgot that she lives in Chicago, and these older people are really on some Chicago shit.
And so what happened? Did it have to get broken up? I did not see this.
Oh no, it's pretty great. No, she got checked. I like, yeah. I mean, I think we should have more of that. I think our legislative bodies should occasionally put the mitts on each other and the executives.
Watch out, Jason. You're advocating for violence.
I'm advocating that they do the violence.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, I think you're not taking this serious enough because, like I said at the beginning when I was reading the definitions, may constitute, not constitute violent extremism. That may is doing a lot of work. That's a little loophole.
The word I lean on is the violent. I accept being an extremist. That's
Yeah,
fine.
me too. Hello. Yes. I'm just saying, I don't, it's not good.
Don't get it twisted. Because I'm saying I'm not a violent extremist, don't try to roll up on me. I'll show you what kind of extremist I am, but
You put those hands on somebody?
it's something to take note of and be cognizant of. I'm not worried just yet.
Not just yet. Let's wait until we should be worried, is what you're saying. When this shit has already hit the fan, then we'll be worried. We shouldn't be worried yet. I'm gonna worry now. That's who I am, Jason.
I gotta sleep at night.
Okay. Just puff your vape. You'll be fine.
That works too.
Yeah. Send me one. Oh, you know, weed is gonna be legal here this month, next month.
So yeah, I do not like or support Virginia's marijuana legalization
Why?
because, believe it or not, They actually created new marijuana crimes in the bill that legalized recreational marijuana.
What? I did
Yeah,
not know this.
like now in the Commonwealth of Virginia, having marijuana in your car will be a specific new crime that did not previously exist.
How are you supposed to transport it?
You gotta boof it, I guess.
No, thank you. Maybe boof this weed vape pen. All right. Well, guys, I don't know what to say. I'm more worried about this than Jason is. I don't think it's good. I think it's bad.
Wait, you can't just leave it there. That just puts me in a position to think it is good. Speaking of legislators putting the mitts on each other, the Democrats,
The spineless fox.
yeah, mostly led by a Manchin Sinema. Actually, it's basically Manchin and Sinema are leading the charge against ending the filibuster. Manchin and Sinema somehow believe that the filibuster is required for our democracy, which is literally the stupidest shit I've ever heard. It doesn't appear in the Constitution. And all the filibuster does is allow the Republicans to obstruct Democratic legislation. Sinema has said that if you eliminate the filibuster and just go to a 50% majority for everything, anything that is done by one party can be undone by the other party.
Such a bullshit s statement. Like, almost anything that gets done really doesn't ever get rolled back. I mean, they definitely tried with Obamacare. It didn't work. Any once the people get the taste of the good thing, they ain't gonna let you take it away.
Yeah, it's like, why should we do something? We shouldn't even be able to do things because someone might undo them.
Like, what
Like,
a
that is the actual logic of that argument.
that's what's such a piss poor. It's like, what a fucking coward. That's such a cowardly position to come from.
So it got me to thinking, to wondering, the Republicans, when they're in power, they do everything possible to wield that power. And to make sure that they have that power in the future. So it made me wonder that why did they not try to eliminate the filibuster so they could pass all of their agenda? That's when I realized that the filibuster really only impacts the Democrats. And why is that? Because the Republican agenda is filibuster proof. If they want to do things like, oh, I don't know, cut taxes for the wealthy, they can do that. They can cut social services. They can give subsidies to donors. And the reason for that is budget reconciliation is not subject to the filibuster. That any budget reconciliation only needs 50 votes.
So anything that has to do with money, i.e. budgets, which is what the Republicans really, they just cut and slash everything.
Right, or tax cuts. Yeah, exactly. Or anything that promotes trade can be done fast track with 50. National emergencies, war powers, you can do that with 50 votes. Nothing the Republicans actually care about doing is subject to filibuster. However, much of the Dem agenda, or at least the agenda that the Democratic voters want,
Yeah, we're not going to get back into that argument again.
yeah, well, like confirmations, with the exception of the Supreme Court, like they can confirm presidential nominees with 50 votes. The Republicans can do everything they need to do.
Yeah, that's why it's they don't that I think they make the filibuster a bigger deal so that the Dems, because the Dems love to be like, we follow the rules. We're above them. We don't do what they do. And it's like, shut up.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I think people know that like the filibuster came about during Reconstruction. It was it, there is no it's not in the Constitution. And really, you don't need 60 votes to pass anything. What you need is, so the filibuster is when you can go up there and just talk about a bunch of nonsense and just bloviate so that the bill can't actually be voted on. But 60 senators can come together to vote and say, no, shut the fuck up, sit down. So it's basically a 60 vote threshold to make people shut their fucking mouths.
And this is the filibuster is the thing where they just talk and talk and talk and talk.
You know what? Like, that's how we think of the filibuster, because that's like how historically how it's been, but they don't even have to do that anymore.
Yeah, they don't even do it anymore. Like, well, I remember one of the things Joe Manchin, was it Joe Manchin was saying? It was like, let's actually bring it back. You motherfuckers don't even do this.
Yeah,
You
like,
don't even do it, and you're telling me it stops you? What? What a constructed false reality.
it's, like, they used to actually go up there and read the phone book,
Yeah.
which kind of like I would be kind of into that, like make them debase themselves if they're gonna waste time.
I can't remember the last time they did that. I feel like it was 10 years ago.
Oh, didn't Bernie like do a filibuster where he talked for 8 hours straight?
He did too, and so did one of the Republicans that I hate. I can't remember who. I can't.
As opposed to the Republicans you love?
Right. Ah, so what is, let's tell the listeners, what are the bills that the Dems supposedly want to pass that can't get passed because of this pretend filibuster?
Well, as of today, the For the People Act.
Didn't Sinema, no, didn't Manchin say, wait, they didn't say they were going to vote for it. They said they would allow it to be go to the floor to be debated, right?
Except they didn't. They filibustered it so it couldn't be debated.
What a bunch of no do nothing assholes.
Yeah, Manchin had a compromise that would allow states to call for voter ID, but require them to use alternate non-photo IDs, things like a phone bill, a gas bill, something like that. And that was the compromise. This has been supported by establishment Democrats. Like, Obama came out and supported it. Like, why is he even talking? You don't even go here anymore, Barack. But
you graduated fucking 5 years ago. Get the fuck out of here.
seriously, but I mean, I'm all for it, no voter ID at all, but it's not a horrible compromise. Just like come up with anything that says who you are. It doesn't have to be a government issued ID.
I mean, when you go to the DMV, your phone, your electric bill works enough. Why can't it go to vote?
No, because some people really don't have anything in their name.
That's true. My husband doesn't have any of the bills in his name. They're all in my fucking name. Because
Oh, what a king.
I know, right? I moved us here and I had to do it all because he moved down like a month later. He left his job. He had to like quit his job. So from in New York City, but everything had to go in my name.
Yeah, we have that issue with my wife. We live in a neighborhood that has residential parking permits. And like to prove your residence, you need a bill, and none of the bills are in her name.
What a queen. All right, well, you got anything else? Any other thoughts on this? I just want to say fuck the Dems, fuck Manchin, fuck Sinema, fuck all of those do nothing pieces of shits. Yes, I'm speaking quite eloquently tonight.
No. Speaking of the Dems, did we talk about the New York mayoral race?
We didn't, but bang.
Oh man, where does Andrew Yang go from here?
Have you ever seen a more horribly fun campaign? I mean, that man did so many bad tweets, he buried himself.
Yeah, like. Things about doing video tours at bodegas that are clearly not bodegas. Like,
Saying Times Square was his favorite neighborhood. Get out of here, you
I think we said it was his
dumbass.
favorite subway stop.
Oh.
I mean, like, those are just like the goofy gaffes we can make fun of. But then like he started saying like really horrific shit like,
You know, mentally ill. They don't basically have any rights.
yeah, like they have rights, but we have rights to not be around them. Like, fuck,
Horrible.
what, dude?
Dude, I mean, he's a tech bro. You're gonna see him tech broing it up.
Like, how hard do you have to fumble the bag to lose to Eric Adams?
Oh God, and he's terrible too. He's a cop.
Literally a cop.
Literally a cop. up.
I will say that I love the fact that he doesn't live in New York. That's kind of awesome to me.
Oh, that New York Magazine, was it New York Magazine piece? They show somebody went to his house in Brooklyn, and it was clearly his son's house.
Well, yeah, that was the second house of his that he went to, because the first one he went to, the one that is actually he's registered to vote from, is being rented. And apparently he owns a building in Brooklyn, and every unit in that building is rented, and he reported no rental income. Yeah, from like for 2017 on, he's reporting no income. So then he was like, oh no, I actually live in this one basement apartment in this other place. And they went there, and
His son's sneakers were in the background, and they matched him up to a picture of his son at a different date.
he's also like famously a vegan.
And there was meat in the
There's
fridge,
sausage
and
in the fridge and shit, yeah. And
what are you doing, New York?
it's known that he has a condo with his partner in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And apparently, like, that's where he actually lives. The Brooklyn Borough President lives in New Jersey, and now he's the mayor-elect. Man,
How the fuck?
how does New York never have a good mayor?
That's what are you doing, New York? I mean, I lived there almost 20 years. Always bad mayors, always bad mayors.
Yeah, like I was there for the Koch and Dinkins years. I feel like, I mean, I was a child, so I don't know how good they were. I feel like Dinkins got a bad rap because the city wasn't ready for a black mayor.
Yes, I
But
agree
I
with
mean,
that. And Giuliani was a piece of shit to
but like
him.
now the rest of the world can see this is who New York elects. New York does not elect good mayors. Like, no New York mayor should ever move into a higher office.
What is wrong with New York? It's, you know what? It's so many fucking rich people. That's what it is.
It's that, and it also like we like New York carries itself as if it's like this really cosmopolitan city, and on a lot of levels it is, but when you like get out there in the trenches, there's a lot of fucking yokels out there, and you know what, yokels, we love you, but just vote for someone better next time.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Well, go ahead.
I can't wait until he funnels more money to the NYPD.
Oh, he is. That's another thing. Did you see what Biden came out and said? This is like, oh, fuck. I can't remember what he said.
Oh, saying like that crime rates are elevating and we may need to increase police presence.
Yes, and police budgets. That's what it was.
I mean, like that's who Joe Biden is. We knew that when they nominated Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, guys, that I ever said to vote for him, but I mean, I
I'm not
can't.
sorry. I'm not sorry.
I can't even say he's better than Trump. Like, I don't. He's terrible. He's terrible.
He's exactly what we said he was during the primaries.
I know, but God. I mean, Trump was, and they that would have led us to fascism very quickly, I think. But we're gonna get there with Biden
Oh,
too.
no, we're gonna get to
It's
fascism.
just slower. It's just
Yeah.
a slow train ride to fashion instead of a roller coaster ride
You know,
downhill.
it's we get to take a gap year.
That's what it feels like. This is a gap
Yeah,
year.
this is our gap year. We'll enjoy this, relax, breathe a little bit, travel. It's just gonna get worse.
It's gonna get worse, guys. It is. I feel like we lost listeners because we're still doom and gloom, and like so many people are like, Biden's president, everything's fine.
Who are these people?
I know some of them, and I go, what's wrong with you? Clearly, you aren't paying attention. Anyways, we're rambling. I'm rambling. Jason.
Well, good news, COVID's over.
Oh yeah, COVID's over. It's crazy. There's a Delta variant that's way more transmissible. Ch small children still aren't vaccinated.
Fucking kids.
It's worse for them. And yet, here we are. We're opening up. No more COVID. All right.
COVID, we off that. So, do you have an asshole of the week?
I don't. Do you? I mean, Biden. I mean. He's an asshole. Andrew Yang. I mean, there's so many people that could qualify.
But I'm thinking Nick Cannon.
Oh, with his all his kids. Fuck them kids.
Yo, Nick Cannon. It's funny, he never announces anything, but like once a week, some new Instagram model announces that she has three new children by Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has like 5 or 6 kids in 2021.
That's a lot of kids.
And the rumor is that he believes he's dying.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we know that Nick suffers from lupus.
I thought I saw blood clots.
Well, maybe he's got some other shit.
I thought that's what I saw.
And he's like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna Nick Cannon the fuck out of the world before I go. I'm gonna leave a bunch of little Nick Cannons.
Yep, pass my bad genes down to everybody.
Bunch of other kids with lupus. That's
God,
not funny.
you
That's a
laugh.
horrible joke, Jason.
It's terrible. Well, that's what.
Nick Cannon, if you're listening, stop going raw, Nick.
What is wrong with you, bro?
You know, like, I understand, like, maybe some of these women genuinely want to have children with Nick Cannon. They believe he'll be a good father. Maybe they're in it for the bag, but like,
Poor Mariah Carey, though. She's got to be like, how many other children are you going to have?
Mariah dodged a bullet.
She did. She's
Mariah
like,
is living her best life.
bye. She said, bye.
Oh, Meg, you know who should have been asshole of the week?
Who?
Britney Spears' dad should have been asshole of the week.
I've still not watched that documentary, but I will one day.
Oh, Britney today spoke in court for the first time about her conservatorship.
Didn't she say like she didn't think she was ever gonna perform again?
I didn't see that quote, but she said that she can't even ride in the car with her boyfriend. She said that, and this is the most terrifying part. She said that she would like to have a baby, but she can't because she has an IUD and she cannot have it removed because
That's
she does not have
terrible.
body autonomy.
That's terrible. That's terrible. This is how we treat women.
So yeah, free Britney.
Free Britney. All right. As always, thank you to our good friend Kevin MacLeod for making our music.
And thank you, the listener.
For listening.
Follow us on all the things, recommend us to a friend.
Yes.
At Eat the Press. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, come on.
Eatthepress@gmail.com.
Follow on Twitter. I be retweeting some shit and tweeting some shit. That's me. If you see a tweet from me, it's me.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Amanda.
It's definitely me. Sometimes I'm like, should I reply to this? They're not gonna know who's replying. It's just a picture of two people. And I'm like, ah, who cares?
Just chat with yourself. It's fun.
That's what I do. It's really what I do.
All right,
That's
well,
what
thanks,
Twitter
guys.
is. All right.
We will see you next week. No more weeks off.
We'll see.
And if we take a week off, you get your money back.
Yep, you got it. All
All
right.
right.